Hey, Ruben.
Hey. So, ATM. Look, just where is it going? Where is the equipment located? The name of the business is 48% ownership. Who owns the rest of the company?
So here's the thing: is I have both the owners and information to full credit. It's just it looks like only one of them signed it. So I wasn't sure if I should just. Is that okay if I still pull the guy's credit, even though only one?
Some people. We're not supposed to, but we just have to say long. I mean, is it a leasing app or a working capital app?
It's equipment financing app, yeah.
Yeah, I just say like, hey, is it okay to send an email like, hey, is it okay if you pull the second owner's credit because it's not signed, or can you please have them sign it? And then I would send him an email back and say, hey, I talked to him and say, hey, look, thanks for the information. Just need to know, you just bought this equipment. So the invoices, how did you pay, the proof of payment, and also can you please have the second owner sign the application and date it. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I'll get that done. And then you want me to get proof of payment on the front end of
it? Send it to Marlon. Send it to Marlon.
Okay. And should I get, I'm going to get the other guy's signature on there. Should I get proof of payment prior to submitting anywhere?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, we'll do.
If we pay the vendor, no, but explain, like, if we're reimbursing you, if we're going to put the money in your account, we have to show how you paid.
Alrighty.
Because you sending us an invoice doesn't really do much. We have to prove to our county department that your money changed hands, okay?
Alright. Yep, sounds good.
Thanks.
All right, Ruben. Bye.
Bye-bye.